You know, one of the things about being in a large community like this is there's always somebody who has a suggestion or somebody who has a better idea. This morning somebody came in and says, "Father, why don't you go outside and bless the crowds or the clouds? That way when the water drips into the church, it'll be holy water." Well, some of you, I think, are being blessed. When somebody comes running up to you and says to you, "Hey, I got good news," what are the things that go through your minds? You know, it depends a lot on who it is coming and also what's going on in your life right then. You know, if you've got a family member, a loved one who's very sick, say with cancer, you'll think, "Oh, maybe they can't find any cancer in them right now." Or, you know, if a member of your family's been away for a long time and you haven't seen them, you might begin to think, "Oh, maybe they're going to come home." Or maybe you might think, "Oh, I won something." Or, "I won the lottery." Some of you here on this side, over here too, might be thinking, "School's canceled tomorrow." That would go well, wouldn't it? Others out here are probably thinking, "Oh, maybe the Dow Jones shot up a couple thousand points." The gospel, the word gospel, means good news. And so we need to look at that. Why is it called good news? You know, our parable today really helps us understand why the gospel is good news. You know, the parable is about God's relationship to us. In the parable, the king is God. It is the king that is throwing a feast for his son, a wedding feast. And the son is Jesus. And all those people sent out to invite the guests are the prophets. And they're inviting the Jewish people. And yet, they did not respond to the invitation. And so the king, in his anger, says, "Get rid of them. Invite anybody to the wedding feast." And so the church goes out through the apostles and through the preachers over the centuries, inviting anyone who will come to the wedding feast. Because our God wants his banquet feast to be filled. Now, the banquet is not bread and wine. It's not steak and potatoes. It's not even pizza and beer or Pepsi. Now, that's not the banquet to which we're being invited. God is inviting us to the banquet of his life. God wants to share his very life with us. And since the very life of God is love, God wants to share his love with us. That's the banquet. Now, if the banquet were bread and wine or steak and potatoes or whatever, you know what would happen? We'd get our tummies filled and it wouldn't look so good anymore. But when the banquet is God's life, God's love, that's something that will last forever. And that's why it's such good news. Because God wants to invite us to a feast that will fill us and will never go away. What God wants to give us will last for all eternity. And what better news is there than that? That God wants to give us something that will satisfy every yearning, every desire that we have. Notice in that first reading, death will be overcome. There will be no more tears and no more sorrow. Isn't that wonderfully good news? Now you may ask, what was the deal about that guy who forgot to get the right clothes on? I don't know, maybe he had jeans rather than tux. I'm not sure. But what was that all about? Well, again, it's symbolic. That we are all invited to the banquet table, but we've got to dress up. Not the clothes that we put on our bodies, but the interior clothes. We have to dress ourselves in goodness, in holiness, in righteousness. We have to dress ourselves with love and compassion and respect for the dignity of other people. God has invited us to the banquet. But if we want to be in that banquet, we've got to come prepared. We've got to come clothed in those interior things. That's the challenge for us. You know, we already have a foretaste of that banquet. Every time we gather for Eucharist, we are invited to the table of the Lord, to the table of His body and blood. There we share in the very life of Christ Jesus Himself. It's a promise of what we will have in its fullness when we are gathered into God's kingdom. It's just a taste of what it will be. But God gives us the very life of His Son Jesus so that that life can be strong within us and help us put on that wedding garment, that life of goodness and holiness and righteousness. Every time we come to this table, we are beginning to share in what we will share forever, the very life of God Himself. That's good news. You know, if the good news was about somebody getting well, it would be good news, but they would get sick again and eventually die. If the good news were about a loved one coming to see us, that would be good news, but they probably wouldn't stay forever. If the good news was about no school tomorrow, there would be school on Tuesday. But if the good news is about a life that will never end, a love that will never end, that is really good news. Because the life that God gives us, no one can take from us. And we will enjoy that life forever and ever.